Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
We are back. Welcome to Thursday's Bobby Bones Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Eddie, you're up first. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie!
Guys,
you like that big build-up?
That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
On.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, look, my family, I don't know. I think they're turning on me. For years, I just don't understand Christmas cards. You know, the ones the family takes in front of a tree or at the beach or whatever.
What do you not understand?
Well, you get them and then you just say, oh, that's cute, and you throw them away.
Yeah, what's the point of them?
So okay, I got it.
Go I've ahead. Never done that. And I think they're kind of cringy in a way. And then you turn it around in the back and they're like, oh, you know, Jimmy had a great year. He made a lot of money. Sally got accepted to Yale University.
Why does this show you Sally so much in the name?
I don't know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I don't like them. But then now my 14-year-old, he comes home and says, hey, Mom, Dad, like, a lot of my friends are doing Christmas cards. Why don't we ever do Christmas cards?
Oh, boy.
And I said, we just don't do them. I'd like to do it this year. I'm like, I don't want to be Grinch and everything, but I kind of told him, like, I don't think we're going to do them ever.
Wow. Even though your kid wants to?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
Okay, sure, it's a picture. This is what I would say. I know you're like, why would we do them? Why do you post on Instagram? Just for real.
To show off. To share my life.
To show
with
off
people?
And share, right. It's the same thing just for older people.
Yeah.
The Christmas card is the original Instagram.
Oh, that's a good point.
So they just mailed them. They mailed their holiday Instagram post.
Yeah. It's like, life is so great. Look at it. How amazing it is.
Because we post something on Instagram. Look at us. We're Christmassy. Mm-hmm. It's that. So look at it as a more expensive holiday Instagram.
So what if I tell them, like, hey, check it out. I'll compromise. I'll take a picture of me in front of the Christmas tree and I'll send it out to all my friends.
No, take a family photo.
But they want to be in something, and you never let them be in something.
Yeah, they can't. They're not going to be on my Instagram.
Right,
yeah.
So be in a Christmas card. I say do the Christmas card.
No, there's no way. If I do this.
And you get them so much cheaper now, too, if you just go to Walgreens or whatever and put them off.
You have to mail them, too. I mean, what's that? 45 cents a letter?
Eddie, how many people do you know?
But you'd have to gather everybody's addresses and envelopes.
It's too much.
That is
a problem. You could send out an email.
You know what I told them?
I don't even have a family. Like, my wife and I, we don't have, like, kids. And I'm the one that's like, yeah, pro Christmas card. You guys should all be doing yourself.
Do you do Christmas cards?
No. Me? No.
You don't, Amy?
No chance, dude. I'm like, I think big nerd.
I don't get it.
Bobby?
We post on Instagram.
Right. You don't do Christmas cards.
But when we have kids, we will.
That's crazy.
You will?
Yeah.
You're
sure.
Crazy.
I'm sure she'll want to. So I'm down. Whatever. Okay. I think you should do it, Eddie.
You know what I told him? When you have your own family, you can do Christmas cards.
Oh.
So wrong. All right. Up next, Lunchbox.
Well, I got a package in the mail the other day, and I need to know if I should just throw it away or track down the owner, because it has the same address as me, except for I live on street, and this is Avenue. And it's a 20-minute drive across town to this person's place. It's like suite 1A.
So John Doe Street versus John Doe Avenue.
Yes. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, is this an important package? So I opened it. Uh-huh. And it's just a computer cord.
It's against the law.
Oh, you can't do that.
It's a computer cord that's $35.
You could always just go, I thought it was mine.
Well, yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do if anything happens. I thought it was mine. I opened it up and I realized, oh, I didn't order this. Who's this to? Oh, goes that John Doe. So I'm like, do I need to trek over across town and find this person and try to knock on suite 1A? Or do I just throw it away?
Is it a business or a person?
It's a person.
Why don't you just message them on, I'm sure everybody's on Facebook or has an Instagram. Why don't you just message them, say, hey, I'm getting a lot of your mail. I thought this was mine. I have a computer cord. If you want it,
Come get it.
Here's my address.
I could do that because I do get some for a business. So I'm street. This one's avenue. Another one, I guess, is lane. The
you
business.
You can also give it back to the.
So the business, I call, and they'll come get it off my porch. But this is an individual.
Yeah,
and
but
I'm
you
like,
can also give it back to the mailman and say, we do this a lot, too, because we get mail from other people. Yeah. And we just put it up and go, hey, this is not ours. It was delivered. And they take it and deliver it to the right place.
Oh, well, it's already open.
Yeah, I hear you. But from now on,
yeah,
that's all I would do.
I just didn't know if, like, I mean, it's like a computer cord. I'm like, all right, just buy a new one, right?
I'd probably call him if it's human. Wouldn't you want it if it was yours?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If it was something better, though, would he?
He'd probably keep it and be like, oh, I didn't know that was mine.
Didn't realize, man.
I thought it was my Amazon gift card. Yeah. All right, here she is. Amy, everybody.
So I saw this article the other day that said if you're in a rut or an emotional rut, it gave you a list of all these different things you can do to try to get out of it. One of the things on that list was to clean out your closet and make a donation pile if there are things that you can donate. So I decided to try that. I was in a little bit of a rut, so I set a 20-minute timer on my phone, and I spent that 20 minutes in my closet going through and taking inventory, cleaning it up, making it look good. I made a little donation pile, and when I emerged from my closet, I did feel better. So I just thought, pass that tip along to people. It doesn't have to be an all-day affair, because sometimes that can get overwhelming. But just set a timer, get in there, and do it.
If you came to my closet, you'd really get out of that rut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Come clean out my closet.
Yeah, I like doing that.
What about garages? I had to get you out of a big rut.
Yeah.
No, I'm not starting
a
business.
No, that'd be like pure bliss if you want to clean my garage.
Yeah. But you're good at cleaning out your closet. You donate to these guys.
Yeah, but I consistently go. I don't ever go in and have to go, all right, time for a... So about twice a year I go in with a big box from Home Depot. They're the tall clothes boxes. You ever see those?
Yeah.
For closets.
Oh, yeah.
And then twice a year, ba-doop, 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 boom, donate it up. Or now... Eddie and Mike, especially if it's clothes for like TV that I'm not going to wear again, I give them to them.
That's my favorite time of year.
Or suits. Yeah, Eddie comes, usually on like March, and he starts singing, it's the most one. And I'm like, dude, that song's for Christmas. He goes, no, it's not.
This is my Christmas.
It's almost time to go into Bobby's closet.
Spring cleaning time.
That's right. All right, so for an emotional rut,
clean your closet
and donate
and make a donation pile.
All right, Ray, what do you got?
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's a great guy, and he's been very supportive of Eddie's eye, Bobby Bones.
That's right. Wow. Hey, I was here for you. I said you still should go to the awards, even though your eye looked like you've been beat up 4 different times.
You were definitely on my eyes team.
And I said, well, I'll wear sunglasses.
Yes, thank you for that.
And we did. So, yes, thank you, Ray.
Support my eye.
I know. I'm going to say something without saying something, because I can't officially say it yet.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But I believe on Monday, on Peacock, something starts to air that was airing my last show.
Can we each say something that will patch it together?
Well, I think everybody knows now, right?
No, some people might not know.
No, the Peacock.
You don't know? No, on the Peacock Network.
Peacock.
No, Peacock, the streaming service.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. I got it now. I thought you had new show coming out.
No, I don't. It's the show.
Oh,
going over the Peacock.
Okay, I got it.
It's finally.
Don't say too much. Don't say too much.
I'm not, but supposedly Monday or Sunday, all the episodes will start being able to stream.
That's awesome.
Well,
how'd you guess not?
I got it.
I
know you did.
I thought there was a new show.
I just don't know that some listeners will get it. Maybe they have never heard of it because they're new and they need to know the name.
Well, all I'm going to say is I can tell you on Monday, but if you already do know, then you know.
Okay.
Little Birdie has told me that my show could start to be on Peacock starting Monday of next week. All episodes. That show, who knows what it is?
I already feel like I know too much.
Yep.
You know everything now. this show
feels kind of cool to be on the inside, doesn't it?
No, it's not that inside. All the listeners are on the inside.
Very cool.
Okay, we're going to get started. Thank you guys for being here. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My son wants to be a YouTuber. His idol is Mr. Beast. He's been working so hard building his channel. He's 22 videos in. He has 2 subscribers. I love seeing him use his creativity to record, edit, and upload videos, so I encourage him. But my husband wants him to dedicate more time to football and stop YouTube. He made 8th grade B team, and my husband thinks with more time and dedication, he can get to the A team. My husband doesn't think YouTuber is a career, but a hobby. And I know he enjoys football, but I think his dream right now is to be a YouTuber. He's 14. I want him to do what makes him happy. What advice would you have on encouraging my son to pursue his dream and getting my husband on board as well? Signed, Mom of the next Mr. Beast, a.k.a. Mom Beast.
Cute.
It doesn't sound like he wants to play football.
Mm-hmm. And to think that the dad thinks there's better chance of him playing football than being a YouTuber is weird to me.
Well, I don't know that the dad says NFL. I think the dad probably just wants him to play football.
Yeah, but you need to remind the dad, if you don't think there's a career in YouTube, there's also not a career in football.
Let's focus on what could be a career, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I think if your son wanted to play football and then wanted to quit, that's a different story because I think he completes what he starts. I think that's a parenting lesson.
Yes.
That's just a lesson in general. If you agree to do something, you have to finish what you agree to do or there will be repercussions. It could be contractually now as an adult. I have those. Eddie, with your kids, I'm sure you have those.
Absolutely.
I think if your husband convinced or heavily encouraged your son to play football, even though your son was hesitant and really didn't want to, that's a whole different story. It sounds like that probably is what happened. So I do have sympathy for your son because he was kind of told to play football and he played football and doesn't love it as much. What I would do, I think, is because your son did agree to play, even though he wasn't the one that fully went after it, I think I would have a talk with him and say, look, just finish this season and then I will go to bat with you, with dad. And if you don't want to play next year, you don't have to.
Yeah, that's good.
Keep doing YouTube. Play football. Put in the work. Put in practice. And at the end of the season, we'll have this conversation. And if you don't want to play next year, that's absolutely fine. I'm sorry you're in this place, and I understand it. I'm sympathetic for what's going on. But we have to make your dad happy right now. But if we can just finish this, I will take care of you from this point on. Also, to the mom, he's got 22 videos and 2 subscribers. That's fine. He can have 500 videos and 2 subscribers. That's fine. You know, is he learning as he's doing it? Does he love doing it? And is he getting better from what he's learned? And if so, that's as good as a subscriber right now. It just takes one real video to pop. And then if you have other good content up there, it then gets found. So let him keep creating.
Hey, and let me tell you, as a video editor myself, starting that young, that could be a really good career for him.
What about somebody who just had a video go viral?
That's as me again. Dude, this career could be something really awesome for him.
What about somebody who makes a good amount of money off making personal videos on Instagram?
That's me again. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This could be a great career for this kid.
Yeah. So tell your son to play football, really put his heart and soul into it. There's not a lot of time left in the football season. But then if he doesn't want to next season, you will have that conversation. You'll go to your husband and have that uncomfortable talk if he'll just finish this for now and let him keep doing his YouTube and let he loves it. And great. That's awesome.
Should she have a conversation with her husband about it?
Not yet.
Yeah. Oh.
Not yet. No, just finish it. There's no need. Football season's almost over anyway. Let him finish football. And then once it's over, I think then there's that time. You don't want to have the uncomfortable conversation during the season.
Yeah, I got
because
that.
Because nothing's going to change except somebody's going to be in a poo-poo mood, mm-hmm. which is him. It will happen, just not right now. Timing is everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
That's what I'm saying. You got it, though. Good luck. Tell him good luck. We're proud of him. Keep putting the work in. And that's what it's all about. And that's tell me something good, except it's a mailbag. That's right. Close it up there.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
A topic of discussion the past few weeks has been Lunchbox's house. There was a storm in June of this year. Trees fell on the roof, 3 big holes in the roof, and Lunchbox did not go to insurance. Instead, he went to Amy's sister, who has a TV show about building houses, and said, I want you to come to my house. They never came. They still hasn't fixed the holes. So what's it look like right now?
We got tarps on the roof, and you got when you walk in like the kitchen, there's a hole. Over the table, there's a hole, and in the front room, there's a hole.
Any water coming through?
The big one, when it rains, there's a little bit. You put a trash can in there, it catches it, though.
And the reason you haven't fixed it is?
Because we were going to be on reality TV. HGTV, this show.
You weren't going to be on. They were just talking with you.
No, the producers said I was an A.
You would. Okay, never mind.
Go ahead, real quick. Say what you're going to say.
He would. Yeah, they didn't say he was going to be an A. They said we could potentially feature you as the main storyline.
But you didn't hear that. You heard.
No, no. They literally told me, oh, you would be the A. Amy would be a B.
The A.
Yeah.
But you also were going to have to get out a loan to pay for it. But they never asked you to do that. So you knew it wasn't far along.
No, no. They never said get the financing. But I figured we were still in the process. But then I never heard from them. And here we are now.
Well, it ain't happening.
I guess it's not happening.
So you have decided.
I have decided I would apply for other remodeling shows on HGTV because they have a lot of them. There's all different varieties of shows. And I thought, oh, man, there's other ones out there. Building Roots isn't the only one. There's better ones than that. Guarantee you that. All of them are better than that.
Network about it. That's
and
what they
so
do.
I'll go to them and see what I can get.
Okay, so what is this audio that I have here?
So you guys keep telling me I'm a bad dad. I'm a bad
husband. No, we've never said you're a bad dad. Or a bad husband.
Will you tell me I am?
We say it's crazy you haven't fixed the holes.
Yes. Okay. So I went to my wife since I'm giving
but does
up.
Does everybody hear how that just went from fix the holes to you're a bad dad? The same with the producer going, hey, we could possibly feature you on the show as an A. I'm on the show as an A and they fired me. They promised me a lifetime supply of
we definitely
roofs.
Got an inside look of how his
yes.
brain works.
Yeah. Yeah,
they fired me. So I decided I'm going to apply for other reality shows to fix our roof and remodel our house. So I went to my wife because you guys give me a hard time. You got to get these fixed and said, hey, do you want me to fix the holes or you want me to go reality TV?
Should I chase the reality show dream of a home makeover or would you rather me get it fixed?
Oh, we need to get it fixed for sure.
Well, yeah, but I figured the reality shows would fix it.
And well, maybe they would, but that is going to take forever. Yeah, we're going to have to call someone.
But it has only been 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months of a hole in the roof, three holes in the roof. So, sorry about the reality show dreams. We're going to have to let those go for now. And we're going to need to call a repairman and a roofing company.
Okay, so you're saying don't apply for
yes,
property
do
brother?
Not apply.
All right, let's go make out.
Okay, no.
You hear his kid coughing because he's cold in the background.
Yes.
Did you guys hear his kid?
Yes.
Because there are holes in the roof and it's now winter and it goes, Daddy.
I'm sick again.
I heard that and I heard his wife kind of has to talk to him like he's a child.
Excuse me?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's a good point, Amy.
There was no like, child talk
I'm
there.
Sorry you're going to have to let go of your dreams.
Let it go. Let it go. So Lunchbox, no more reality show. You just... get your roof fixed. Maybe we'll find another show for you to be on.
I'm going to have to call insurance. I'll call them in the next week or two.
And how are you going to...
call today.
How are you going to explain to them that you've waited 6 months and it's probably gotten worse?
I'll just tell them... I don't know.
That if they don't, you'll tell them you're Lunchbox and the Buy a Bone Show and you'll tweet out
some
bad.
I'll tweet out some bad. I don't mind publicly shaming you on Twitter and Instagram. Or I'll just say it just happened.
But this is over. This is over. The hole in the roof saga is
well,
over.
Well, it's not over. I mean, I still have holes in my roof.
But it's over. Like, you trying to get on a show, has to be. It's over.
I guess so, man. It's over.
Hey, what a storyline this has been, right, everybody?
Wow.
To those three holes, they gave us months and months of content. We thank you.
I can't believe I got fired from
we
that.
We thank you. We thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Cameron Dicker used to be the kicker for the University of Texas Longhorns. He's chilling in Austin, and he tells his girlfriend, hey, let's go to a Carrie Underwood concert. So they're on their way to the concert when Dicker the Kicker gets a phone call from his agent that says, hey, Cameron, you got to get on a plane. The Chargers want you to kick for them in the game this week, so let's go. Let's go to L.A. right now. So they couldn't go to the concert. He goes straight to the airport, and yeah, he's the kicker for the Chargers now. Well, Carrie Underwood found out about this and said, wow, I can't believe Dicker the Kicker was going to come to the show. Now he can't. So she made him a video message. Here it is.
Hey Cameron, Carrie Underwood here. A little birdie told me that you were on your way to our show in Austin not too long ago when you got the call to go play for the Chargers. I just wanted to say congratulations and I would love to have you out for a makeup concert. Any show you want to come to, just let us know and we'll get you hooked up. Have a great night. Good luck. Hope to see you soon.
Pretty cool. And he goes out and wins a game.
Yeah,
first,
he does.
The first game he's there. He's been Dicker the Kicker's been... kicking it pretty good.
Did you see the video of one of the players who was mic'd up? He goes, I know I'm mic'd up, but what's our kicker's name?
They're like, Dicker. He's what?
Dicker the kicker.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's a good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
There's a brand of gummy bears called Haribo, H-A-R-I-B-O.
Oh, yeah, the gold package.
I don't know how to say it, but yeah, that comes to mind. The gold package. Mm-hmm. You have to bite it with your teeth to open it almost because it's hard to open. It's like quality plastic. Yeah. Haribo.
Haribo.
Is that how you'd say it?
I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, Haribo. So, big, famous gummy bear place. And so, this guy was standing on a platform. He's going to take a train. And he looked down. He sees a piece of paper. He grabs it. He's like, what is this? He grabs it. It's a check worth $4.8 million.
Woo!
Made out to Haribo. And so, he calls. He goes, hey, I have a check to you guys, your company. It's for $4.8 million. And so, a lawyer from Haribo said, hey, destroy the check. And then send us photographic proof that you've destroyed the check. Because the guy's sitting there with $5 million basically in his hand. And so a few days later, he got a, and this reminded me of you, Lunchbox, he got a big reward from them.
Okay.
Because he, again, so anybody could have taken that check.
Yeah.
What do you think the reward was? How much?
$4 or $5 million. They had to give him at least
$100,000. Big company?
Yeah, big. I mean, this company's worth billions, right? I would assume they're a big.
Yeah, I don't know what their valuation is, but yes, it's a massive company. He gets a box. He opens it. It had 6 bags of gummy bears in it. That was his.
Oh,
you'd think they would hook him up with a lifetime supply.
That's trash.
They sent him 6 bags of gummy bears as a gift.
That's a slap in the face.
That is a slap in the face. Wow. So I read that and thought about you, and I have a second story that I wanted to tell you just because thinking about you. Hey, Abby, would you mind coming to the microphone? Abby has an announcement, like 2 announcements that she's gonna make.
Oh no, she's dating that dude.
What dude?
Nate Smith.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Are you?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you guys ever talk?
No. He messaged me a couple times. Like,
oh, good for him.
And I was like, you sounded awesome.
I love Nate Smith. I called him myself after the show that day.
Really?
Yeah, I never call people after a show, but I got his number from Brett, and I was like, dude, it's awesome. Like, great job. I like you. That was it. I don't know. I didn't even let him respond. I was like, hey, I like you. Click. When's the last time you guys talked?
A couple days ago.
Yeah, see, her hesitation is always...
Well, I'm going to let it be. I'm moving on from this. I'm going to let her live her life, and if she ever has something, she can come to us. That being said, we got a couple announcements here we're going to do. Number one is I love when people on the show decide they're going to go and work toward a goal. They're going to try to make themselves better because they have a passion. Abby, what are you doing to make yourself better?
So I got a professional voice coach.
Like I've been saying, you need to do all along.
Uh-huh.
Like I told her.
But the best singers have voice coaches.
No. That's what I'm saying. I told her all along her voice wasn't good enough that she needs to get a voice coach.
I don't think people don't go to a voice coach because their voice isn't good enough. They get a voice coach to show them how to sing a lot, multiple nights, how to use that muscle.
And that's what I'm saying. I told her that from the beginning, and you guys said I was so rude, and now she does it, and you guys act like it's a big deal.
You were telling her for a different reason. You were like, you can't sing.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she has to get rid of the nasal, and they'll help her do that.
So you think if she gets rid of the nasal, she could be a good singer?
She might be able to, but the nasal is all you hear.
I like it. Look at your positivity.
Yeah. I told her.
You're saying Abby can get a record deal?
There's hope. No,
we just heard it. Lunchbox said Abby can get a record deal. Wow, Abby, let's go.
But that's what I've been saying the whole time is that she has to get rid of the nasal if she even wants to be considered a singer.
What does the voice coach say to you? Have you been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been twice. So
what have you learned?
So she has me warm up a lot, and she does say I sing through my throat and my nose. Oh. So it's kind of unlearning old habits.
So what do you do?
I sang The House That Built Me, and she kind of goes through because I don't open my mouth very much or enunciate. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of follow her, basically.
Okay.
We're at the very beginning stages.
Like what? Give me a little bit of that.
I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing.
That's good. Is she already better?
Yeah, I think so.
Is she already better?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're already better. Come on.
Wow.
These lessons are going to pay off. She just has me be more confident and like sing out more instead of being like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you want to say thank you to me? Or what are you going to, I mean, I've been telling you need a voice coach for the whole time.
You can't take credit for her trying to be, you were mean and said you need a voice coach.
But was it true?
But it was for a different reason.
Okay, did she go to a voice coach? Did she take my advice?
Did you do it because of Lunchbox?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's the first thing.
You're welcome.
Is that you're going to a voice coach. Uh-huh. With what goal?
I just feel more confident singing and be able to sing out more.
Like as a goal to be a singer? I don't know.
Maybe.
You think you leave the show to pursue a singing career?
If I feel good enough. At this point, I don't feel like I'm at that level.
You'll
that
never
I
be at that
have
level.
To be
Excuse
at,
me?
So.
She'll never be at that level. Unless you want to be homeless.
Lunchbox? What?
Yeah, if she leaves this job to go be a singer, Amy, she can't make enough money being a singer.
I think people do it all the time in Nashville.
Okay,
they're
do
doing
it. They have 6 roommates and they live, you know, under a bridge. So
what?
With 6 roommates?
Yeah.
This is, why? Ugh. I don't know if that's
Amy,
true.
Amy, do you really think?
She should keep jobs
so
and pursue it. She doesn't have to quit everything, which is what
most artists gives you like a little bit where he's like, I think she could possibly have a, and you're like, wow, look at this. He's softening up. Well, do it if you want to be homeless.
Yeah, and then don't drag any of us into what you're saying.
She could never just leave this job and pursue singing. She would not make enough money.
Eventually, she's saying she might.
The next thing is, Abby, is that she's already taken a singing job.
Already? Uh-huh.
She got, yes. So go ahead, tell them what's up.
Yeah, so you guys remember those carolers that were at the Christmas party last year?
The one you just butted your way into their group? Yeah.
I was asked to.
They asked her to go up and sing with them, yeah, in my house. Go ahead.
No, maybe at your house, but at the company Christmas party, she just went up and said, and she was the only one not in costume, and was like, can I sing with you guys?
No, he came out and asked me. You didn't see him.
So, Abby, go ahead.
Anyway, so they asked me to be part of the quartet to sing around Nashville.
What?
Come on!
That's amazing!
So do you get your own little Christmas outfit?
Yeah. That's I get to awesome. Wear the outfit, too.
I mean, that's got to be a high-paying gig.
They do pay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do pay, Eddie, not high.
They have to. Like, it's four people.
Well, there's multiple groups because they're in high demand. It's like they're really good.
Oh, so you're on the low group. Like if you're gonna go to the CEO or a Fortune 500 company, they're gonna send the best group, and then they're gonna send Abby's group to the Sonic,
to the Sonic, okay.
And sing to the server, like the yeah,
oh boy,
the car.
Okay,
hop.
I wouldn't mind that.
That'd be awesome. Hey, yeah. Abby, so are you excited?
I am. Yeah.
How much do you make a show? Do you know?
So it's per hour. It's 60 the first hour, and then 30 after that.
Wow.
That's
divided by
$30
four.
No,
per person.
No. Divided by four.
Per hint.
That's
per
big money.
So you're talking about 2 hours, 90, $45 an hour?
And you're doing what you love. Like, it's fun.
Yeah, I think
and you
it's
get
awesome.
To wear the costume.
Mm-hmm. And you might meet, like, guys.
And?
Hey. Yeah.
No guy's going to hit on you in that outfit.
Maybe.
When do you start?
So the next rehearsal is Monday, and then the events start happening.
Abby, here's the thing. Let them know if you will wear the full outfit, you guys come up here and perform.
And yes!
So cool.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
Okay, let them know.
Okay, I'll tell them. Yeah.
And so the group that you'll be singing with, we want you.
Yeah, don't bring the A-team. Bring the people you're actually going to be singing with.
We'd love to have it.
I'll tell them.
I got another question.
We're proud of you, Abby.
We are proud
Thank
of you, Abby.
Good job, Abby.
Don't let the anchor over here sink you all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, I know.
No, the truth teller. Whatever happened to that band she was in? That she was going to play at the airport? She just get kicked out. I mean, they just
ghost
her,
right?
Just one person, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah,
it was kind of a band. It was him and then a band also. But the airport's probably not going to work out because they had to get badges and everything. So I was not included in that, the badge getting.
Oh.
But they're going to play at other places around, like Puckett's and.
Don't let him bring you down. You
know, I'm not. Yeah.
He never pursues anything. We were on a high. About.
Why do I have to answer? I don't even
you
have
don't,
to answer.
Don't answer questions.
Okay. No. But you bring up all these gigs. Oh, I'm in this band that's going to play at the airport. Never happened.
Well, because she thought she was.
No, because that band thought that we were going to say their name on the air, and we never did, so they cut her.
I'm just, what acting things have you been doing?
Out of
I'm just wondering.
Never heard of it? Bad out of it.
Hey, you know, I got cut his lines.
I wasn't going to say it.
Good one, Abby. Abby, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
And then let the group know if they want to come in and fully dressed, all you guys, you could do a song or two.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There she is. Let's clap for Abby.
That's great.
Phone screener. Do it all. We say phone screener, but that's what people know her as, but she does so much behind the scenes as well. That is Abby. All right, if you lose this trivia game, you'll eat chocolate chip cookies and ranch dressing.
Oh.
But Lunchbox doesn't like anything white.
Not together.
He doesn't like anything white. Ranch dressing, blue cheese, people, all.
I hate my race.
All.
Like when I worked at Jason's Deli, I would have to turn my head away to fill up the ranch containers.
Oh. Well, then you need to win, buddy.
You
should have never said that you hated all things white.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now it's all going
to
be white.
Yeah, now we have every Matt and Sean coming up here just to torture you.
Gosh, this is going to be, this is going to be the worst day of my life.
I mean, that's a stretch.
No.
Here we go. Amy versus Lunchbox. Three trivia questions that Lunchbox will know the answer to. Most likely, Amy will get them and the other way around. Amy, you're up first. Are you ready?
Ready.
What NBA team is named after a dinosaur and plays in Toronto?
What? NBA?
What NBA team?
Torontosaurus rexus. Toronto. Okay, dinosaurs.
What NBA team is named after a dinosaur and plays in Toronto?
The Toronto rexus.
That's a good. But the difference would be, it'd be like a bunch of guys named Rex sitting on a couch. You know what I mean? Rex, you're
a mascot. Just a dude named Rex.
A big fat dude named Rex and his whitey tidy smoking a cigar.
Well, what the heck is it?
Lunch's microphone's off for some reason.
He turned it off.
Raptors.
Why'd you turn your mic off?
I had a gross reaction thinking about the rant.
He's going to vomit.
But don't let it get in your head. You got to perform
no.
it.
The what are they?
The Raptor. Toronto Raptors.
Ugh.
The Raptors. Hey, Amy, the Larry O'Brien Trophy
yeah?
is awarded annually in what sport?
I mean, Larry O'Brien sounds like a golfer, but it could be a old school football player. Or Larry O'Brien could be baseball. Listen, what the? I have never heard of Larry O'Brien. Ever in my entire life. Larry O'Brien awarded the Larry O'Brien Award. Golf.
Incorrect.
Get that Larry O'B. Basketball. Let's go.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, Amy, what seven-letter informal name is used for a socket wrench? What's the seven-letter informal name used for a socket wrench?
Informal? Informal for a socket wrench? The wrench? Socket wrench? The windy? I don't know. What is a socket wrench?
What's a seven-letter informal name used for a socket wrench?
Windy. Pass me the windy.
The windy?
The windy.
Incorrect. Lunchbox, you could steal all three.
Yeah,
I don't even understand
big.
The question.
Yeah.
Because I don't
What's
know
a
what
socket wrench called? It's seven letters in it.
It's not the official name.
Yeah, I don't. I mean.
He wrote. I saw what he wrote down.
But that doesn't have seven letters.
No, it
one,
doesn't.
Two, three, four, five, six.
What do you write?
Wrench.
Wrench.
I thought that too.
Well, yeah, I was like, I mean, I don't know any.
Wrenchy?
Wrenches.
Mm-mm. Eddie, do you know?
Yeah, a ratchet.
A ratchet, yeah.
A ratchet?
Okay, well, the score with two steals, Lunchbox takes the lead 2-1.
Okay.
Lunchbox, I got three questions for you. If you get two of them, you win the game.
Go.
In cheerleading, what's the name of the person that's in the air during a stunt?
Flyer!
Correct.
Let's go! Let's go! Okay. Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo! Wow, good
Thanks
for you.
Thanks, Navarro College. He probably got that from cheer.
What up?
Lisa Barlow is a Real Housewife from which edition of the franchise?
Orange County!
Incorrect. Lisa Barlow. Amy, you need this to stay
I know
in the
I
game.
Do. Lisa Barlow.
Lisa Barlow is a Real Housewife from what edition of the franchise?
Dang, there's too many wives now. Okay. Salt Lake City?
Correct.
Wow, yes. Amy.
Woo.
It's 3-2. Lunchbox, you need to win this. This is yours to win. If you get it, you win.
Go.
Falling for Christmas is a Christmas movie starring what actress?
What?
Falling for Christmas is a new Christmas movie starring what actress?
Lindsay Lohan.
Correct.
Yeah!
Wow!
We just talked about
Woo!
That.
That was amazing.
Oh, my goodness! Oh!
I mean...
There is a God.
We talk about a movie that we just talked about, but I get the Larry O'Brien Award.
Yo! The World Series? Did we talk about Philly being greasing the poles when you had to pick?
That's true, too. That's a good point. Amy, have a cookie.
Oh, my goodness.
Covered in ranch dressing.
God.
It's just breakfast. In some countries, this is a breakfast delicacy.
How much do I have to eat? Like,
at least
can
half,
I
the,
get
half
a,
the cookie.
Can I get a...
I'm going to vomit.
Can you get
a...
Half
the cookie?
Yeah, it can't like, be that bad,
I
guys.
I don't want to eat... I mean, I'll...
Half the cookie.
No.
Half the cookie.
It's not a huge cookie.
It is a huge cookie.
Half the cookie.
What's a huge cookie to you?
Oh, my gosh. Amy,
oh, my gosh. I don't...
Amy,
like ranch,
like cookies?
And I like cookies.
Then it's got to be good.
This is disgusting together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so gross.
That's disgusting. Hey. What if it's really good?
Yeah, we discovered, like, an amazing taste.
Like salty sweet?
What do you think?
No, not good. Don't worry. I'm disgusting. I'm not going to vomit or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like sardines and whipped cream. I wanted to die.
Oh, die.
This is not...
So you can eat the whole cookie then?
Oh, cookie.
Okay.
Oh, she's doing
it. I'm kind of starting to...
It's not fun if she likes it. All right, moving on.
No!
That's the thing. You just have to fake it real good. You're like,
yes!
Wow, sardines and whipped cream. I had this every Tuesday. And then we're like, don't worry about it. Are you covering your face, Lunchbox?
I don't want to smell it. I can't smell ranch.
Mm. Ooh.
That's so like, weird.
You can't smell it?
It's the most
What's the grossest white thing?
I'm not talking about that.
What?
What's the grossest white thing? You hate white things.
Yeah.
What's the grossest one?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
Because then it'll just bring it in.
Oh, he doesn't want to tell us because
Yeah, I've learned from my mistake.
We'll walk it. We'll bring in a wheelbarrow of it immediately. Oh, we've got three wheelbarrows full of white things out there.
Like just the
first
smell
one's
of
a group
it.
Of guys named Chad. The second one, what?
The smell of it is just terrible.
Yeah. I don't smell it at all.
Yeah, I can't
actually smell
it.
Okay, good. Well, I don't want to take a chance.
This is Brianna from Virginia who left a voicemail.
Just listening to the podcast talking about the Christmas show. I'm so excited. That's one of my favorite shows that you guys do of the year. I was just hoping that you're going to draw names on air because I always love to hear who gets who for the Christmas show.
We will draw names. We will be doing a spicy Christmas. And there will be a rule where if someone gets someone a gift and we can tell that they weren't trying at all because they want them to go to the boxes, they automatically have to eat the spicy.
Ooh, that's a different spin.
Oh, man, you didn't tell us that.
Yeah, wow. Because we know mostly, I'm not going to say any names here, that somebody will just get somebody a piece of hay and be like, well, that's what I got them. I guess they have to go to the boxes. And we don't want that to have to happen. So you have to try. And if the secret panel, who we're not going to say who it is, all votes unanimously, then that person has to eat the spice.
There goes my strategy.
Wow.
But yes, we'll draw names. Thank you for asking that question. It'll be awesome. We may do it today or tomorrow because we want to give people enough time to shop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Get enough presents.
Get some good. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A Facebook memories photo led to a woman discovering cancer on her face. She had noticed this blemish type thing and she was like, oh, well, that's weird. And then a memory popped up from 2 years before and the spot was there. And she's like, wow, I have had this for a very long time. I need to make an appointment. So she did, went to the doctor, turned out to be cancer.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
I think she saw that.
Shout out Facebook memories.
I don't like Facebook memories. It reminds me I'm not doing cool things now.
Like those were the days kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I see it and I'm like, dang, that was fun.
Yeah.
And I look at today and I'm like, I'm just here in shorts and no shirt and my guts hanging over and I'm watching a rerun of Shark Tank. Sucks.
NBC is bringing back the More You Know PSA series.
We've kept it alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're bringing it to Peacock, and the videos will be several minutes long instead of just 30 seconds, and celebrities will be doing them like John Legend, Steph Curry, and Al Roker.
They better be funny. I ain't watching.
What were they back in the day? Like,
Small PSAs.
Like, example.
Meaning it'd be like a commercial, a 50-cent commercial. It's like, hey, guys, you should know that if a white van pulls up to you and offers you some candy, you probably shouldn't get in because those guys do bad things.
Oh. Okay.
The more you know. It's not always that dramatic, but yeah.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Yeah, that one was.
Luke Bryan's wife, Caroline, had unexpected hip surgery. She didn't reveal why she had it, but she's on her Instagram and she seems to be in good spirits, but obviously keep her in your prayers.
I imagine hip surgery sucks.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you can't move.
And for a long time. I mean, I imagine that's one of those, like a shoulder surgery is really bad for a long time. I bet a hip surgery is really bad. Or your BH.
Yeah, that would be hurt.
Oh, yeah. Because you had to think about what that was.
It's always a useful, it's a thing.
Every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Last week, Southern Cal landscaper Antonio Benitez watched as a thief stole his family's work truck with all their tools from inside their driveway. The whole incident was captured from Fox 11 News as the helicopter was airing a live shot. And you see it during the live show where someone steals his truck. The truck got big damage because they chased the truck because they had the helicopter up. And so they followed the truck. Person crashed the truck. It was a whole situation. Well, that family depends on the truck for the landscaping business. So everybody said, we'll jump in and help you out. So they did, and they set up a GoFundMe, and more than $100,000 from over 2,700 donors, and they got him a new big work truck.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Which are not cheap. It's not a $12,000 truck. Mm-hmm. So he took to social media to tell everybody how much it meant to him, and that's crazy that happened, first of all, that it happened. Like,
right.
You flip on the news, like, wait, wow, that truck looks a lot like, oh my gosh, it's our truck. You see the magnet on, Antonio, what? And then you don't have it because obviously it was crazily damaged, but then everybody bought him one.
That's so cool.
That is a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.